Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Danny Venna. I'm your host. We call it the Martial Arts Talk Radio program. But tonight, Friday, December 14, 2012, I'm sure that the nation's heart is very heavy with the news that we received today about these kids in Connecticut. I don't plan to talk about anything else but that tonight. And I think what's really got me about this whole situation is that they weren't able to fight back. Someone walked into a classroom with a gun, started firing, and they weren't able to fight. That's what's got me. I don't like that. It's a bully. Way for you to get over on innocent children with no defense. They went to school today, and now they're not coming home tonight. And I don't know what to say about that, but I'm sure they'll find out what this person was, how this person was programmed. But something's got to be done. Something's got to be done. I mean, you can't send these kids. I have a child that still goes to school. I could not come home from work, and they tell me that she was gunned down. I couldn't. I'm a parent. I mean, I know they say life goes on, but life doesn't go on. Not without the torment every day that these people now have to wake up every day and know that their kindergartner was gunned down. Oh, man, I am speechless, man. I wrote it on my Facebook page today. Today is one of the darkest days of this 53-year-old male as an American. I've seen them gun my president down. Seen them shoot Reagan, John Lennon. Seen the tragedy of 9/11. I lost a brother to cancer. Something he picked up in Vietnam, came back with, and died from. But this is it. This, I mean, to have to watch my mother bury her son, it's gut-wrenching. It's gut-wrenching. So now these parents, my brother was, he died about 18 or 20 days before his 45th birthday. All right, he had almost 45 years on the earth. These kids were, President Obama said they were between 5 and 10 years old. That's not American. Americans don't kill Americans like that. It's something, I don't know what to say, folks. I mean, if there's anybody out there listening, you know, I can only say this, that those parents, those brothers and sisters that now have to deal with the fact that their kindergartner was gunned down, I think that, you know, that load, that's a heavy load. That's not something that any human being should ever have to endure. So today I find myself in a position where, as an instructor of a martial art, get with the kids, try to recognize some kind of trigger or something. We as a society, we got to get together. We got to start talking in our got to start communicating with one another to head off tragedies like this. Is it because we're so involved in our own daily lives that we can't look past our own shadow and see that these things exist around us? What? I'm not a scientist. I don't know what it is. But I'll do whatever it takes. If the shooter could have taken me, instead of now all these families have to go through this, and I know what it feels like. I lost my brother, I know. I didn't lose a child, but no one can imagine what that is like. I mean, my mother and father, they lived through it. They lost a child, but like I said, he was going to be 45. To lose one that's 5, 6, 7 years old, gunned down in a classroom, slain like that, I don't know. I don't know. I'm totally beside myself. I can hardly fathom the fact that parents are going to come home today from work and know that this is the news. I mean, are you kidding me, man? I mean, I'm telling you. This is a tragedy that's just unspeakable. It's unspeakable. Tragedies like this have happened, but with kindergarten kids, I mean, I don't know what could drive another human being to do such a heinous act. To hurt defenseless children that cannot defend themselves, they did nothing wrong, to take their lives. What, man? What? How are you wired? I mean, what is wrong with society? What's happening? This can't be for, like they said on TV, 15 minutes of fame to mention this person's name. It can't be for that. I would not be able to accept that. You took the lives of innocent children because you want your name to be said on the TV or something. I don't know what I could do. I don't know. But if there is anything that I could do to help prevent something like this from ever happening again anywhere on the planet. My last name is Vena, V-E-N-A. My last name appears 3 times in the human body, 2 in the heart and 1 throughout your whole body in your veins. My father always told me, we are the stewards of the children and the elderly because of our roots, because of our name. Because of where we come from. There's got to be something. As a fighter now, I have to think to myself, what could I do, Daniel Vena, help. I want to help. I don't want to fight. I want to help. This is too much. You can't expect a human being now to function properly after something like this happens to them. You can't. Time does not heal this. You know what heals this? When you die. This had happened to you. The only way you're going to heal is when you're dead. Because every day that you wake up, you live with this now. This is something that you cannot I mean, you have to live. I understand that your heart beats, but how do you function? You know, birthdays, holidays. This is just before Christmas. So now my daughter Erin said, can you imagine some of these parents that went out and bought gifts for their children when Christmas Day comes now and those kids are not there? It's incomprehensible. It's something that I just, I am so deeply moved over this tragedy that I don't know what to say. I don't know what I can do. I feel helpless, like I'm supposed to do something. I mean, these are children. How do we protect them? I mean, that's, as parents, that's our job. We're supposed to protect, especially kindergartners. You send them off to school because, you know, you want them to be whole. You want them to have friends and, you know, team and all that stuff. And it's supposed to be a happy thing. I'm frightened to send my child to school. I moved to North Carolina figuring I get away from the violence up in New York because it was getting so bad up there. It's just, it doesn't matter where you live. I mean, you could be anywhere and this could happen to you. It's one thing to turn a blind eye, but you can't turn a blind eye on this. This has to, America and the world has to look at these situations and say, what are we doing wrong, man? We're supposed to be here, to live. Oh, you can't live now with this hanging over your head. There's no way. No way. Every day is torment. Every day is grief. Every day is depression. Every day is no spirit. You have it. It's like all your drive gets taken out of you. You can hardly function. Yes, it becomes overwhelming. You can't. I'm a human being. I mean, if this ever happens again in America or anywhere in the world, it's almost like, okay, well, it happened again. No. This is that's not fair. We have so many resources available to us that we do so many good things with. Well, now we need one of those resources to be implemented so that this doesn't happen again. And I don't know what it is. I mean, does the teacher have to have an automatic weapon in the classroom that if some nut walks in there, she can shoot him or he can shoot him? I mean, what? What is it? Was it safer back in the old West when everybody carried guns? My Uncle Johnny told me in Chicago, you know, a little old lady sitting on the subway, she may be back in a .45. So, you know, you might not be so fast to pull out a gun on her because she might pull out a gun and shoot you back. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't have the answer. But I think collectively as a society, if we all get together and say, as moms and dads, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, grandpa, grandma, what can we do here? This kid didn't just wake up this morning, go to the school and shoot the school up. Something had to happen. I mean, if it's true that he killed his own mom, something about there's another murder scene somewhere where another one of his relatives is dead. And now he walks into school, he shoots his mother and the principals and this and that and the kids. Oh, come on. Come on. I'm angry. I'm sad. I'm scared. I'm an American. I'm a father. I have children, for goodness sake. It's just... Oh. And I tell you, I come from a time when I guess I must be a dinosaur, because when I was a kid, they didn't have people shooting up schools. They didn't. And if they did, it wasn't on the news. So as a kid, I went to school. I was a happy little-go-lucky kid. Boom, 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 here we go. Let's go. My friends with this, with that. I mean, it was a different... Now, I mean, you gotta go out the front door and you gotta worry, you know, what's gonna happen when I put my kid into school? I cannot even imagine what these families are going through now, knowing that it's the holiday season and they have to bury their children. As a country, as a people, can we all somehow figure this out? I mean, we have to be able to do something. We just can't now wake up tomorrow and go back to work and, you know. No, these people are affected for the rest of their lives. Until they die, as I said before. Until these people are all dead now, that's when their pain and suffering stops. Because to have to live with this now the rest of your life, it's unconscionable, because I know what it's like to lose somebody, and it never goes away. They say, you know, oh, it gets better with time and this and that, and that's all a crock, because it doesn't. And now this is too much. It's too much to bear. The authorities, the society, somebody, we got to get together. We got to figure this out. Something has to be done where, and again, I'll say this again, I think what's got my goat is that they couldn't fight back. You know, I know what it's like to get bullied, and that at least I can fight back. But to be bullied and not be able to fight back, that is just downright frustrating. Because now I got to wake up every day. I'm going to get bullied, but I can't do anything. Oh, that's the worst. So I think that's what's got me so upset here, because these kids are innocent. They could not fight back. They did nothing wrong. They woke up this morning, went to school, and got shot, killed, dead, done. My heart goes out to the families, man. I mean, I know it means nothing to them, but it. I feel it. I feel what these people are going to go through now. The innocence has been taken away from them. They've been violated in a way that, as a human being now, you just want to, you know, you get that knot in your stomach, like, you know, you... I wish I could help. I wish there was something I could do. I wish that they could be spared of their pain, because this pain is just... we send our sons and daughters off to war, and when they come home, some of them alive, some of them dead, it hurts. I mean, it hurts. But the ones that get taken from us like this, This is the worst display of humanity that could ever, ever embrace the planet. I'd rather get eaten by an animal than get killed like that. At least the animal gets something to eat. My way. Oh boy. How come? How do we fix it? got to go through to fix this. This cannot happen to us again. It can't. It can't. If there is it training that we got to go through? Is it the pressure of life that we got to relieve? What is it? What drives a human being to do something like this? They say that his body was found in the school. He may have killed himself. Well, I mean, how selfish is that? You kill these innocent kids and then you take your own life? Something's not right, man. I mean, I wish there was something I could do for these people. I feel so, you know, terribly, terribly saddened by their loss because people live and die every day, but not like this. This hits the core. I mean, it really hits the core. You get up one morning and you send your kid off to school, and that's it. That's it. What's different about this day? Why did I wake up this morning and this happened to me? You know, I felt the same way when 9/11 happened. I was at the Fire Training Academy that day, building them a training facility at Randall's Island. One of the contractors, Richie, said, "Did you hear what happened? The World Trade Center's guy got hit by an airplane." And then the second plane hit. And that's when we knew. This is no accident. Well, as this story unfolds today, this was no accident. This kid killed his mother, a relative, and innocent children, little ones. I'm not a person who talks good or bad about things that I feel are right or wrong. None of anybody's business. It's my opinion. My opinion about this, I don't know. This scares me. Just like the president said, I mean, on his, when he addressed the nation, that, you know, this has happened all over the place, over here, over there, all these different places. But this, something about, you know, little kids, man. How do you attack children? How do you consciously attack children? They've been broadcasting this. They say it happened around 9:30 this morning. And again, I'm sure they're going to get the details to us as to how the events unfolded. But no one could explain this to me. This, to me, this is a there's something here that I don't know how to describe it, but it's almost like as if society and people, we're not connected anymore somehow. You know, when my father fought in World War II, you know, the troops, they were a unit, man. They lived and died together. Papa almost died himself. didn't. It's different. But that was a conflict. This kind of massacre of children. What would a person be thinking, man? I mean, for goodness sakes, I scheduled the program to happen tonight, so, you know, I'm here, but I just, I am just so confused. I have children in this world. I want them to grow up and, you know, become productive American citizens. So I go out to work every day to ensure that I can help them in any way I can. Most of my kids now are all grown up and work. I only got one left in school. But I just, there's something about this where, you know, when you take the lives of little kids, no one's ever going to be able to explain this to me. It's deeper than some nut just shooting up everybody. There's something wrong, man. Something wrong with our moral fabric in this country. Something. I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here, but I'm telling you, there's something wrong with our society. I was moved by the president's speech today, what he said. It was the first time in my 53 years I ever saw my president reduced to tears. That really hit him hard. Forget about the fact that he's Democrat or this or that. Man's a father. Got two daughters. It's incomprehensible that you could send your child to school and, you know, you get a phone call that the school was shot up by some person, some human being that was so distraught that he felt the whatever he felt to do what he did. I only wish, like I said, I only wish that I could have stopped them. Take me instead of all those innocent children. I've lived 53 years already. Don't kill those kids. They don't deserve that. Their families don't deserve that. Not that my family would deserve, you know, me being killed for the sacrifice of those kids, but I just got to say, anything is better than all those families now being affected the way they're going to be affected for the rest of their life. Please, if there is any way that we could get together as a society and stop this from ever happening again, I urge every single American to do something. Is it classes we got to take to notice the triggers? Is it community awareness? I don't know what it is. But, you know, tonight's just a very, very dark night in America. I feel just the terrible pain that these people and parents are going to go through over the next, you know, course of their life. It's going to last them a lifetime. I know they're going to breathe from now until the time they die, but it is, you know.